I mean, obviously, it would have been nice to be granted the extraordinary relief of the temporary restraining order, but as the judge pointed out, it is extraordinary relief. This is not a ruling on the merits of the arguments. The fat lady hasn't sung. She hasn't even taken the stage yet. So, you know, we now have a framework for how we're going to move forward and how these plaintiffs are going to be able to press their case and eventually have a further hearing and find out the actual ruling on the merits of the arguments that are being brought.
So what's the next step?
As Judge Blake pointed out, counsel for the plaintiffs and the state of Maryland will get together and determine how to proceed forward, whether there will be a preliminary injunction hearing or a full hearing for a permanent injunction.
Why is it important to have a preliminary injunction or to halt the enforcement of this law while this case is heard?
The nuances of a preliminary injunction are somewhat beyond my scope. I'm not an attorney, but in terms of halting the provisions of law, what we're essentially talking about is a complete denial of the fundamental right to purchase the firearm of your choice for a legitimate purpose, self-defense. And as long as that denial is in place, as long as that ban is in place, even should the plaintiffs win weeks from now, months from now, exercise delayed is exercise denied, and that's not appropriate.
Do you, you know, they passed to ask the tough questions. Do people really need assault weapons for home defense?
Well, for starters, I'm going to question the pejorative term used by the state in the law. Yes, they created a new class called, quote-unquote, assault weapons. What we're talking about is semi-automatic rifles. And we're talking about a category of rifles which are include amongst them America's most popular rifles that are being purchased for legitimate purposes, including self-defense in the home. And there are cases in which these exact types of firearms have been used for self-defense.
But do people need 15 rounds or 20 rounds in a clip for home defense?
Again, the standard magazine that ships with the majority of handguns, which are commonly used and are, no one is disputing that those are fundamentally protected, is between, as Ms. Woodward pointed out, between 15 and 19 rounds. That's the standard. That's what ships with the firearm. It's part of what makes the firearm operable, and it's covered by a fundamental right. It's not a question of whether or not you need it. It's a question of whether or not you have a right to have it, and the Supreme Court has told us you do.
Will you ultimately prevail on these issues in later hearings?
I would like to think that the plaintiffs will ultimately prevail. NRA is not actually a named plaintiff in this case, but we are supporting it.
So why did the NRA not join this case?
We're supporting it in every way we can, but the decision.
Assisting the litigation?
We're giving all of our support to the citizens of Maryland in this defense of their fundamental Second Amendment right.
Financial support or political support?
We're supporting them in every way we can.
Do you sense this will go to the Supreme Court? This could be like the Heller case?
Oh, gosh, that's predicting way far in the future. And I don't have a crystal ball.
The judge talked about going to the circuit court, so she thinks it's going up.
Well, and she's a federal judge, and I'm not, so.
Shannon, could you?
Do you have a card?
I don't know. Let me see. I think I might have managed to leave my office without a card.
I'll tell you what, if you could just spell your last name for the purpose of those.
It's Shannon Alford, A-L-F-O-R-D. I am the Maryland liaison from the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action.
Thanks, Shannon.
You're going to have to wait until 10
Yeah, I think I've managed to actually leave.